T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
In Chinatown this morning, a vigil for the victims of violence over the weekend. 5 homeless men who were attacked, including 4 who lost their lives.
The deadly attacks are a wake-up call, according to community leaders here, for the city to do more to protect the vulnerable.
It's not surprising that any city will have a lot of homeless people, but to have 4 people killed in one night is very traumatizing to the community.
That's Shirley Eng, who says a lot of people here knew 83-year-old Kwok Chuen, who was grateful for every bit of help people offered. Omar Muhammad, who sometimes sleeps here in Kim Lao Square, knew the other victims. They'd share beers together.
After I drank with them, I'll give them a dollar and stuff, but we were all friends, and I called him vecino and stuff.
Vecino, the word for neighbor in Spanish. City Comptroller Scott Stringer says that's what Assemblymember Yulin Nu said when she heard the terrible news over the weekend.
Even though these individuals slept on the streets, she said they were our neighbors.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Chinatown.
24-year-old suspect Randy Santos was arraigned yesterday but did not enter a plea. He also is said to be homeless. The city, meantime, says it will step up homeless outreach in Chinatown. The NYPD says it will step up patrols. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney was in Chinatown for the vigil this morning when she had an apparent health scare. The 73-year-old appeared to be on the verge of fainting when the Daily News says she told a staffer that she felt pain and could not see. After sitting down for 15 minutes, City Comptroller Scott Stringer called 911. Maloney was taken to the hospital. Her spokesperson says they're still awaiting word from her doctor, but that the congresswoman is feeling better and is in good spirits. The NYPD makes more than 24 arrests in Lower Manhattan. Let's find out what this was all about live with our Samantha Liebman.
Yeah, well, protesters from Extinction Rebellion, it's a group that originated in England, protesting climate change, and they want action from government officials to address what they say is an emergency that cannot even wait to 2050. They say they have to meet demand by 2025. They were very colorful in their protests, throwing fake blood at the Charging Bulls down in Bowling Green, and then heading up to the New York Stock Exchange, where they also threw red paint down, and that was being mopped up as well. They quickly removed the paint from the bull, but the damage was left behind. lots of red on the streets. They are now making their way up to Washington Square for a rally, where they will have many speakers addressing their demands for politicians to address climate change. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Lower Manhattan.
The NYPD will be ramping up patrols outside synagogues tonight and tomorrow ahead of Yom Kippur. Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison.
We want to make sure that we have an appropriate presence with the House of Worship Order, as well as our steady sectors are also going to be plugged in and going by the synagogues and making sure that there's anything that needs to be addressed, they'll be there to take care of it.
Governor Cuomo has also directed the state police to increase their presence near synagogues and religious centers during the high holy days. There has been no word, though, of any specific threats. There is a new plan to tackle concerns about the water in New Jersey.
Newark has certainly gotten most of the headlines about lead in water, aging pipes, a concern, though, at thousands of schools all around the state. Governor Murphy unveiling this new 3-pronged program that will increase frequency of testing to get the lead out, and the system of reporting much more user-friendly for parents.
Additionally, the department will include in these regulations new direct enforcement powers to ensure that schools are transparent in the public reporting of their lead testing results and remediation.
$100 million in voter-approved funds will be prioritized now for schools with known lead and water problems. Assistant Murphy insists it will now be a model for the rest of America. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, with the governor here in Bergenfield.
Amid a growing number of vaping-related deaths and illnesses nationwide, New Yorkers have weighed in now on e-cigarettes in a new Siena College poll.
We asked specifically whether New Yorkers feel as though this has reached an epidemic proportion amongst young people. And there we see nearly three-quarters of all New Yorkers say yes.
Pollster Don Levy says 61% of New Yorkers support a temporary ban on the sale of flavored vapes. 52% support an outright ban on all e-cigs and vaping devices in New York State. A court, meantime, granted a temporary restraining order last week, stopping New York from enforcing a ban on flavored e-cigarettes. That was supposed to start last Friday. A ruling on a preliminary injunction is expected on October 18th. Another report is criticizing the MTA, not over the subways, but over safety conditions of boiler rooms, which provide heat to maintenance facilities. The MTA Inspector General's office looked at six boiler rooms in the Bronx and Brooklyn. It found what it described as dangerous conditions, including employees working with limited or no lighting, walls in danger of collapsing, and electrical equipment surrounded by water. The inspector general said it's unacceptable to expect workers to report to work in what are essentially preventable, extremely hazardous conditions. In response, New York City Transit pledged to make significant improvements to the boiler room locations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.